Pastor. Ooh, he'll say on my first day we out here. Yeah! Look at what he's saying.
All right, here we go. Elbows tight. Snap it up. Go. Way to work. Way to work.
We snap and sit.
Hey, eyes and ears now.
Whoa.
Think fast, play fast. All right, baby, here we go. All right, one more time. 87, keep running.
Drive.
Good effort right there, D. Get that ball out. That's going to work. Hello, Mom.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, the training camp edition brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. I'm Bob Pop of the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A busy week for the New York Giants. They went in upper pads one day and then full pads 2 days this week. So Ben McAdoo got a really good team feel for his football team in this first full week of training camp. Coming up on the program, my best move with Zach Diassi. A Giants life returns with Romeo Okwara and Paul Perkins. But to get things started, sights and sounds of training camp 2017. Obviously, it was a good week of work for the Giants, and they're ready to embark upon next week with that first preseason game on the horizon. Well, it's time for this week's edition of Know Your Giant, the rookie edition, brought to you by PNC Wealth Management, featuring Dalvin Tomlinson and Adam Biznawati.
First question here, Dalvin. What's the one thing you can't live without?
I would say video games.
Ooh, that's good. What's your favorite game?
My favorite? That's a tough one. I liked all the Call of Duty games up until the modern ones, not too much, but I gotta go with probably Destiny right now.
Nice.
Which actor would you pick to play you in a movie?
Probably Will Ferrell, because he's funny and kind of just gets after, you know, and I like all his movies, and I think he would do a good job portraying myself.
Okay.
Be good. Which actor would you pick to play you in a movie?
I gotta go with Denzel Washington. Great actor, you know, good looks. I think it works out.
What's your worst phobia?
Heights is probably the biggest one. I'm terrified of heights.
Oh, for real?
Got stuck in one of those carnival rides and never been the same since. So I just stay away.
Oh, man. I can imagine.
If you could live in any other time period, what would it be?
I'd probably go back to like the gladiator times in Rome because I like to be a gladiator.
If you could be a pro at any other sport other than football, what would it be and what position would you play?
We go with like a little different route, but like going through the Olympics and being like a track runner, because I'm super slow right now, and like that'd be like amazing to go out there and run like 100 and like win a gold medal. Like that'd be awesome. If you could be anything else in the world besides an athlete, what would it be?
Artist. I like art. I feel like I'd be a pretty good artist other than football. I like to do that.
That's good stuff.
Well, if you could have one superhero power, which one would it be and why?
Probably that Spider-Man, like. thing, yeah. The webs. With the Spider-Man thing, like, oh, you need that, you know, get that, that'd be awesome. Like, oh, I need the remote. Yeah, there we go. All right, what was the last song you sang in the shower?
Confessions Part 2 by Usher.
You want to give us a little show?
I think we're going to save that for TV when they call on me.
If you had a walk-up song like in baseball, what would it be?
Classic AC/DC Thunderstruck. I'm getting little goosebumps right now thinking of it, you know. walking out the tunnel and you hear the Thunderstruck, that's my song right there.
Okay. I'm Dalvin, this is Adam, and thank you for hanging out with us today.
Hey, we're just getting started here on the program. When we come back, the return of a Giants life. As we continue with Giants Access Blue, the training camp edition, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, the training camp edition, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. One of the really cool parts about training camp is the battle for a job, battle for a starting job, and just acclimated to life in the National Football League. It's time to turn things over to Madeline Burke and Brandon London.
Thanks, Bob. Well, training camp is an important part of preparation for a season, but going into your second year is a little bit different than going into your first year as a player, right?
Yeah, that's right. You're expected to know more, do more, and produce more. So we're going to follow Romeo Okwara and Paul Perkins, and we're going to see how they're getting ready for their second year as New York Giants.
For an undrafted player, adjusting from college to the pros provides more than enough challenges. But there's also the transition off the field. Romeo Okwara was born and bred in Charlotte, North Carolina. And now with one season under his belt, he's embracing the pace of the Big Apple, a process that dates back to his days with the Irish.
I mean, living in New York is pretty great. It's one of the biggest cities in the world. I actually played in a bowl game here, I think my sophomore year of college in the Pinstripe Bowl. So that was my first time in New York, and I loved the city then.
And Giants fans showed some love for Okwara late in the 2016 season. With Jason Pierre-Paul sidelined in Week 14, the former Notre Dame standout was inserted into the starting lineup and didn't disappoint against the arch-rival Cowboys.
Strong formation left. Prescott, play fake, back to throw. Settles in the pocket. He feels pressure. Chase, he will get sacked by Romeo Okwara back at the 17-yard line, and the rookie free agent out of Notre Dame gets his first career sack.
I mean, I'm excited for camp because, I mean, it's my second year. I expect a lot of things out of myself. Been preparing hard, training hard this whole time. I'm excited to take on a new season, see my teammates. I mean, we've been gone for a while. Grew up watching guys like JPP and Snacks, and just being able to play on the same team with them and be in the same room is definitely incredible.
Okwara also well-versed in Giants history and the players who filled that room before he arrived, especially one from his alma mater, who left quite a mark on the Giants franchise.
I've always been a Giants fan, watching Justin Tuck, being a Notre Dame guy. We've developed a really close relationship. Whenever I need something or need help, he's a guy that I can reach out to. He's always open to help me. He's kind of took me under his wing. I've taken him as a mentor, and he's kind of helped me throughout this way. If there was one thing I wanted to work on during training camp, it's just probably just being consistent, just doing the things I can do well, and just trying to get better at those things each and every play. And that's one thing I'm trying to work on, is just consistency.
What's up, Giants fans? This is Paul Perkins reporting live for the first day of camp. Getting anxious.
Like Okwara, Perkins is also gearing up for year two in the league. And he has every reason to be enthusiastic, considering some of the flashes he showcased during his rookie campaign.
From their own 28, screen set up for Perkins. Races through a hole. He's out to the 40, across midfield. Cuts left to the 40. Needs a block. He's at the 30. Weaves to the left sideline at the 25, 20, 15, 10. Cuts back inside and knocks out of bounds at the 5-yard line.
Boy, that's a good-looking play there by the rookie.
Man, it's kind of exciting, you know. Knowing what to expect, knowing what not to expect, you know, having a good feel for the guys. Just excited to, you know, improve off of last year's performance. Every day I have to go out there and prove myself. But most importantly, go out there and have fun. At the end of the day, it's a game. But, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can and help the team win.
And he fulfilled that goal in 2016, helping Big Blue post an 11-5 record while putting together an impressive stretch of games in the last quarter of the season. While Perkins could easily bring up his first career 100-yard game in the season finale against the Redskins, it's the team accomplishment that stands out the most.
My biggest moment was when we went to the playoffs last year, even though the outcome wasn't what we wanted. I think that was a huge stepping stone, not only for myself, but for our team and our coach McAdoo. Great experience for us, for a young team.
And that youth is on full display in the running backs room, as five of the team's seven backs are either rookies or second-year players. But limited experience doesn't take away from the competitive spirit across the board.
We have a great room, great personalities, but we're all very competitive in what we do, and we're all trying to be the best out there. So that's what makes the room very, very competitive. This training camp, I want to work on my all-around game. I feel like being versatile and just being able to help the team in all facets of the game will help our chances of winning this year. Time to get it, man. Let's go to work.
Following Romeo and Paul throughout training camp, so stay tuned and see what more we've got in store.
That's right. And you know what my favorite segment is
what?
On Giants Access Blue?
Which one?
My Best Move.
That's solid right there.
That's right. And coming up after the break, we have a My Best Move segment with long snapper Zach Biasi.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue training camp edition presented by Hospital for Special Surgery. Now, Brandon, we talked a little bit about this. My Best Move is something that you love doing, but you've got a unique look at a different position today.
Exactly. I got to hang out with Zach Biasi, and he showed me his best move. And listen, after this, I went from wide receiver to long snapper. Check it out. I'm here with special teams captain Zach Biasi, and we're going to go through the entire process of his job as long snapper on special teams. Sir, you have a hard job, my man.
Well, you know, everyone wants my job the first 6 days of the week, but when it comes to the 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, no one wants my job. But I'm going to show you how I get it done.
So punt, pretty simple. My punter is 14 and a half yards back. I'm always on a hash.
Okay.
Ball goes down. But usually we'll get down, we'll snap it, take a look. I'll be like, okay, you're there. Okay, you're there. All right, I think I know where everyone is. Someone will say, set hook, throw a dart.
Can I go real quick just to show you?
Can
you critique me, please?
Educate me.
All right. When I go up, I grab it like Eli would throw it.
Just like you're throwing a football.
You know, hey, there's a guy here, there's that.
I hear the stick. Excellent. That's pretty good.
When you snap it back, what's the wrist do? Is there finger action?
So it's just like as if you're throwing a ball. Okay. You're just coming right over here on the top, and then you take your offhand, put that middle finger right here on the seam. That's standard procedure for a snapper. So now all you're doing is you're playing catch, just upside down. A lot of guys, when they first learn, they throw it, they stare at it, they're hoping for it, and they pop their head up, and next thing they know, you got a big guy flying right up the A-gap.
Okay.
So it's two different things. Snap first. Once the ball's gone, you have to pop your head up and find your guy and get in his way.
Field goals, extra points, they look a little tricky to me because your kicker is a lot closer. Can we explain what's the difference in technique on that?
Yeah, so field goal, it's all arms on this one. Okay, you leave the laces up. All I want to do is literally same kind of snap, but it's all arms.
All arms this time.
The more movement, the more this, more that, the more inconsistent it gets. I think I'm onto something here in year 11.
All right, so we got the field goal part. Now let's go back to the protection of the punt. You said guys like to snap and leave their heads down, but there's a guy over top of you. You've got to get into the protection part after the snap, so let's go through that.
Put the ball down, and when the ball moves, the rule is, this is illegal right now, he has to be outside of my framework.
Okay,
right
good
there.
Call, good call.
Or 1 yard off the ball.
There you Here comes up. The bull rush.
See, I'm ready for
yep.
it.
Yep.
So once the ball leaves your hands, as an NFL long snapper, you have to pop your head up and get ready, because you don't know if he's coming here, if this guy's going over here, etc. So you, once that ball is gone, you pop right up. That way you can defend yourself and get your hands on the blocker.
So let's say you get a free release or you get out clean. We're one of the first. You're one of the first guys down there to the ball carrier, the punt returner.
Sure.
What's your steps then?
So I run, I'm running, and I feel I know where my teammates are. Okay? There's a gunner over here, there's a gunner over here. But I'm approaching the ball returner. So I come in on his field side, and I'm waiting for him to make a move. Go ahead, make a move that way, I can go this way. If he's bold enough to take it to the big field, I can continue here and hopefully cut him off. Hopefully.
My rookie year special teams drill, we used to line it up. There would be a returner back there. It would be two guys, the whistle would blow, and we both had to keep our outside shoulder open.
And square.
To make that play.
And squeeze it and come in. Because if he decides to go one other way, we're responsible for turning him back into our teammate.
So if you come, if he was to run this way, I'm responsible
to cut him off. And then boom!
But you also say you have another technique to scare a returner.
So Brad Wing is one of the best at downing inside the 10, right? Yeah. A lot of fair catches when Brad Wing is on the field. So once I get away and I'm covering, I see that he gives me the old white flag, okay? Right. He gives me one of those. So I got to get him thinking. So instead of just running down and, you know, patting my feet, I like to run down. And once he gives this, I come and go, what's up?
Hey, well, you guys just watched one of the greatest long snappers in the history of the NFL teach you all different types of tricks. This has been a special edition of My Best Move with Zach Diassi. Zach, thanks for coming out, bro.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.
I used to think it was easy to be a long snapper until I found out it's all wrist and hips. Wrist and hips.
That's and a pro hips. Tip right yeah. there. I mean, that's not easy to do. Get all that yardage.
Not at all.
Accuracy. Slow clap right there. All right, well, we got to find out a little bit more about someone who plays your position. Mm-hmm. We've got a new segment here, and here's 50 Yards with Tavares King. All right, Tavares, first of all, what is the last song that you listened to on your iPad?
ASAP Rocky, Roth.
Okay, that's the song right now, right?
Yeah, it's hot.
Don't let anyone touch your Roth.
Nah.
What is your favorite thing to do on an off day in New York?
Off day, just relax, chill. I might head over to the pier, you know, taking the sights.
Okay. What is the greatest birthday present you've ever received?
Greatest birthday present? I would say, like, some drums. When I was 10, I was into the drums.
Okay. Yeah. Who gave you the drums?
My mom.
All right. Do you still play the drums?
I do. I can. I'm still nice with it.
Still playing well?
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you practice?
Not too often, but I could pick the sticks up and go.
All right. Got a little brum-pa-bum.
Yeah.
I'm into it. What about of your teammates? Who is the teammate that makes you laugh the hardest?
Hands down, probably DRC, one of the funniest dudes.
All right, what's the last thing he did to make you laugh?
Just being here every day. He's just a character.
Character. Characters are always nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully we can get a little sample of those drums one time soon.
Absolutely.
All right, it's been 50 Yards with Tavares King.
TK's a great vibe.
He
loves his job. He comes to work and he just has fun with it.
And he's such an interesting guy,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
All right, keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue after the break.
Back here on Giants Access Blue, the training camp edition brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. A lot going on with the New York Giants with training camp underway. Let's check the social media buzz with the captain, Emma Captain.
Hey Giants fans, training camp is underway and there are some videos going viral right now. Let's start with Odell. Our cameras caught him showing off his soccer skills before practice on Wednesday and everyone is loving it. But he's not the only one who can kick it. So can Brandon Marshall. Marshall posted this video in the locker room playing around with the soccer ball too. Now speaking of the locker room, the team decided to have a giant dance party after practice on Tuesday, and the players got it all on video. These guys are definitely loving camp. Now all throughout camp, Giants fans have been tweeting us some awesome photos. Here are some of the best. That's it for this week's Social Buzz.
One final item here on Giants Access Blue, the training camp edition, this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. Well, it was a very important last week for the New York Giants as they got the pads on and really got some physicality built into what they want to do as a football team in 2017. But the work is just underway. This next week is going to be an important week for a different reason. Yes, you have the training camp rigors going on, but the other thing is the coaching staff is getting the players ready for their first game action as the Giants will open up their preseason on Friday night at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's where even more information gets put on the players, and how do these young players keep up? They want to make sure that they're attentive to everything that they need to do, not only on the field physically, but mentally as far as their assignments. And they're going to get a big test on Friday night with that first preseason game. That wraps it up for this week's show. If you're planning on coming out to Giants training camp, make sure you log on to Giants.com and check out the schedule for each and every day. Follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, the training camp edition, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. MetLife, navigating life together.